Zakt the Mishnah Vayitim, Masechtas Bava Kama, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid. Until now, we were basically talking about the types of damages where you pay full nezek right away. Now we're going to talk about keren. Keren means an animal that gores with its horns. But included in this category is when a behemoth does something with the intent to do damage. When a behemoth goes into someone else's field and steps on something, it doesn't intend to do damage, he's just walking there. When a behemoth goes into someone else's field and eats, he doesn't intend to do damage, he's just hungry. But when an animal gores with its horns, comes charging with its head down and zetses into another animal with its horns, that's called kavinase lehazik. It's not the usual, and that's why the owner would not pay nezek sholem unless we see that this animal has a tendency to do it, unless he did it three times. Until three times, this shar is called the shar tam, and the bialim would only pay half the damage. Afterwards, we refer to the shar as a shar hamuyit, and he would pay nezek sholem like any of the other mazikim. So bar, shen, regel, they are called mu'adim mitchilasa. The very first time your animal walks into someone else's field and eats something, you pay nezek sholem. The first time it steps on something, you pay nezek sholem. Same is true for bar. It's only in regard to keren, or the toldus of keren, that we say, the first three times, he pays only half. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Zakta Mishnah Chamisha Tamin. There are five acts of damage, where if a behemoth commits those acts, being that it's not the normal thing for an animal to do, it's not the expected thing for an animal to do, the bialim pay only chatzi nezek, v'chamisha mu'adim. Literally, there are five cases of shar hamuyit, where it's common, and therefore he pays nezek shalom the first time. Here are the five cases of shar tam. Habehema eino me'edis, or behema would not be considered a shar hamuyit the first couple of times, loy ligach, not to gore with its horns, that's the av malach of keren, but loy ligach. Ligach means it sideswipes with its body, it like crashes into something, with the intent to do damage. Let's say the animal rubbed itself on the side of a wall because it had an itch. That's shen. Is he eating the wall? So you tell me, why would that be considered shen? Well, if you answered because it's doing it for its own pleasure, the same way the animal eats for its own pleasure, then you're right. Then it would actually be considered shen, because a tolda of shen is when an animal causes damage by doing something which it's just trying to have hanafra. So once again, we're going to see five things over here that an animal normally doesn't do, and therefore the bialim would only pay chatzi nezek the first couple of times. What are these five things? Once again, a behemoth ain't a me'edas, a behemoth would not be a mu'yah to start with, le ligach, not to gore with its horns. That's the av of keren. The next ones are toldos of keren. V'loy ligav, not to sideswipe something, if it does so with the kavana to break or hurt what it's crashing into. V'loy lishach, not to bite. Now, shen means he's eating, to have a gnaw. Biting means bite, to hurt, not to eat. V'loy lirbites, and an animal is also not considered a mu'yah to start with if it lays down on kalim with the intent to break the kalim. For that matter, v'loy livite, an animal would also not be considered a shar hamuyit if it kicked something with the kavanah to break it. And now the Mishnah is going to tell us the different things where an animal is a mu'yah to start with. Even the first time, he pays nezek sholem. Zakta Mishnah, Hashen mu'edas lechol asaruyla. In other words, any behemah is considered a behemah that we have to assume it's normal for the behemah to eat things with its teeth. And of course, it's going to do damage by eating it. It doesn't intend to do damage. But the fact is, if my shark eats up someone else's peiros, he doesn't have it anymore. But it's only a saroyla, the kind of food that the animal normally eats. Let's say a shar eats grass. He doesn't eat spaghetti. I'm not sure about the facts, but I would imagine it's not normal for a shar to eat spaghetti, and if he does so, one wouldn't be chayiv. At least, one wouldn't be chayiv nezek sholem the first time. Vaitra zakta mishnah, for that matter, haregel mu'edes l'shabri v'derech hilucha. In other words, any balchai, any animal, is considered a mu'yit to walk on something and to break it. Animals don't walk around things. They don't mean to do damage. It's just not something that they do. An animal walks and steps on things that are in its way. So therefore, the balabas has to be more careful. You should have known this is going to happen. And you pay nezek sholem the first time. Zakta mishnah vaitra v'shara mu'yit. And even when the animal does one of the five things that we learned at the beginning of the Mishnah, which it normally does not do, but if it did it three times, from this point on, we say, this animal does these things. He does gore, he does kick, he does crash into things, or bite things, or lay down on Kalim, and kick. Kick as opposed to just stepping on it the way it walks. And therefore the Vilim also have to pay Nezek Shalom the very first time. Vayitra says the Mishnah, and the Gemara explains this only according to one opinion, only according to the opinion of Reb Tarfin. But according to this sheet of Ashar HaMazik Bershus HaNizik, now one more time, I know we said it many times, but it's just so important, because if you confuse the two, you're missing half the Masechta. The Mazik is the one who does the damage. The Nizik is the victim, the one who received the damage. If, let's say, my Shar goes into my friend's property and gores his Shar over there, his poor Shar is in the barn where he's supposed to be, his own barn, my Shar comes in over there and gores him. That's the Shar HaMazik, the Shar of the Mazik, does the damage, b'reshos ha-nizik, in the reshos of the nizik. According to Reb Tarfin, he would pay nezik shalom the first time. Vayter says the Mishnah, v'ha-adam, and when a person himself does damage, if a person hurts his friend, or things that belong to his friend, he's also a muya to start with. Vayter says the Mishnah, there are certain animals that even when they intend to do damage, but you can't say, oh, I didn't know my animal's going to do this. Certain animals, we know that they do damage, with the intent to do damage. And therefore, they're a muya to start with. For example, a ze'ev, a wolf, v'ari, a lion, v'adayv, a bear, v'anomer, a leopard, v'ya bardalus. Okay, so this is obviously the hardest one to touch. What is a bardalus? Some touch a weasel. The Teferes Yisrael, quoting from Tosfos, actually says that nomer is a tiger and bardalus is a leopard. Either way, we get the idea. These are animals that you know, by nature they do damage. The last one on the list of Hanachash, the snake. Hari Elu Ma'adin. These animals are considered a muya to do damage, even if they inflict the damage on a behemoth that is a lot larger than them. The Bailim have to pay Nezek Shalom to start with, because if for whatever reason you own a wolf or a lion, you're responsible for it. You know what it could do. Rabbi Eliezer says, although the Batanura tells us that the Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer says that you can't take all these five animals and put them on one list. Zev, Ari, Doiv, Nomir, and Bardalus is on one list, and Nachash is on a different list. Because the first four could be trained. In regard to the first four, Bezman Shehen B'nei Sarbus, when they were raised in a house, they didn't grow up in the wild, or they were raised on some type of a farm, Einan Mu'adim, unless, of course, they did damage three times. They would still pay chatzi nezek. If this is a wolf that was raised and trained, you didn't expect it to do damage, you would also pay chatzi nezek to start with. But v'hanachash muid liyalim, you can't train a snake. Even if the snake was raised in a person's house, he's also a muya to start with. And the bailim would pay nezek shalom. Now after the Mishnah explains that sometimes the behemah is a tam and sometimes it's a muyat, the Mishnah asks, Ma bein tam l'muyet, so what is the difference between the two? And the Mishnah is going to give us two differences, two chilukim. The first one we've discussed, Elo she'atam is shalom chatzi nezek. While we know, normally you have to pay for all the damages, but a tam is different, it pays only chatzi nezek the first times. In addition to the fact that the tam pays only chatzi nezek, there's another kula, another leniency. May gufay. If I have a shar tam that does damage, I only have to pay out of the goof of the behemoth that did the damage. Let's say my behemoth is worth $100, and it cost $400 worth of damage. I only pay $100, even though the $100 doesn't even equal half the nezek. Half the nezek is $200. But that's the gzeiros hakasev. The Torah says, Yimachrus asharacha, you sell the live shar, the shar that did the damage. V'chatzu es kasboy, only half, and only from the kesev of the shar hamazik. If my shar that did the damage isn't worth any more, I don't have to pay anymore. I don't have to take money from someplace else. Imuid, but in regard to a shar hamuid, whether it's shen or regal, it's a muid to start with, or karen after three times. So first of all, mashalom nezek shalom, I have to pay for the entire damage. And there's no such din that, well, maybe my animal isn't worth that much. It doesn't make a difference. Not only do I have to pay nezek shalom, but I have to pay minho aliyah. If I'm paying karka, I would have to pay from the best of my karka. I can't give more of something which is worth less. No, from the best of my karka. That's if you're paying karka. If you're not paying with karka, then you can pay with anything, but you have to pay the entire amount. You can't say, what, my whole shor is worth 100, the damage of 400? Now I'm going to have to sell my shor plus add another 100? And the answer is yes. That's the din with the shor hamuyah. Okay, so once again, chazering over, in our Mishnah we learned that there are five cases of a shor tam, meaning things that an animal does, which really falls under the category of keren, either the av or the telda. Things that the animal does, which is kavinase lahazik, and it's not common. Normally a behemoth will not gore, will not ram into something or sideswipe something with its body in order to do damage. It wouldn't bite. It likes to eat, but stam to bite. Or to lay down on Kalim with the intent to break it, or to kick Kalim with the intent to break it. When the animal does this, the first times, you pay only Chatzi Nezek. On the other hand, when it comes to Shen, you know an animal is going to eat something which it normally eats. When it comes to Regal, you know an animal steps on things wherever it goes. And even in regard to these five things, if the animal has a tendency to do it, it did it already three times, it also becomes a Shor Hamuyit. According to Rav Tarfon, we said, if a Shor Hamazik does damage in the Rishus of the Nizik, he pays Nezik Shalom the first time. The Mishnah also told us that when a human being does damage, if I hurt someone hurts me, it's always Nezik Shalom the first time. And then there are certain kinds of animals that we know their derech is to damage for the sake of hurting. A wolf, a lion, a bear, a leopard, a weasel, a snake. Rabbi Eliezer says, a snake is always a shor hamuyah. The other ones, it depends. If you raise them, they were domesticated animals, you raise them in your own farm or in your own pen, and normally they wouldn't do damage. Of course, if they did it three times, they become a muyah, like a shor does. But a nachash is always a muyah, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. And then the Mishnah concluded by telling us what's the difference between a tam and a muyah. A tam pays only chatzin ezek, and only chatzin ezek may gufai. So if my shor, for the first time, gored another shor and did damage for 500, if my shor is only worth 100, I don't have to pay more than 100. I don't say I have to pay 250. They only pay me gufoy. On the other hand, when it comes to a shor hamuyit, you have to pay nezek shalem, and I have to pay the entire amount, minu aliyah. If I pay karka, I have to pay from the best of my karka. If I'm paying something else, it doesn't necessarily have to be from the best, but I have to pay the entire amount, even though it's worth a lot more than my shor. Really, the Gemara says that there are two other examples of a chiluk between shor tam and shor hamuyit. One of them we learned already. A shor tam, if my shor, for the first time, or it's not three times yet, it's still a shor tam, gored, and I am moida before Edom come, so I may have a din of what's called moida beknas, and I am potter, because the chatzi nezek is considered a knas, and if you admit on your own, you're a potter. On the other hand, by a shor hamuyit, that's not called a penalty, that's called paying for damages. And therefore, whether Edom come or whether I'm Moida, either way, I would have to pay.